Merlin looks up. I'm not an invalid. No one said you were, but you will do some serious damage to yourself if you try to shave with that tremor. Merlin looks uncertain, and Arthur reaches out to take the razor from his lap. Trust me, he says, and it's a stupid thing to say, a ridiculous thing, because why would Merlin trust him of all people? And yet, he means it. He wants Merlin to trust him. He wants to prove himself worthy of that trust. There's a slight pause. Then Merlin nods. Arthur turns the tap back on, wetting his hands and then gently patting them onto Merlin's skin. Luckily, there aren't any cuts or bruises on the lower half of his face, although Merlin still winces slightly at the contact. Then Arthur lathers some of the gel in his palms and smears it on. Merlin's looking up at him, eyes big. Arthur feels a moment of nerves when he slips the plastic cover off the razor, dips it in the water stream. It's not a cutthroat razor, but it's sharp enough to cause damage, and he winces at the idea of accidentally hurting Merlin. Even the tiniest nick in his skin feels like it would be too much at this point, when so much violence has already been done to him. He angles Merlin's head to the side and swipes an even line over his left cheek, then another. The skin is pale and smooth underneath, and he has to resist the momentary urge to touch it. He does the other cheek and then carefully shaves his chin. Merlin lifts his head compliantly once he's finished, baring his neck. He looks frighteningly exposed like that, offering up the vulnerable territory of his throat for Arthur's blade. Arthur tries to keep a steady motion as he moves the razor along, afraid to fall at this last hurdle. He suddenly realizes that neither of them has spoken since he began, and it adds to the strangely intimate feel of the process. He tilts Merlin's head to the side one last time, and glides through the last of the lather. His hand is slightly clingy as he lays the razor down and wets a washcloth with warm water. He wipes it across Merlin's face slowly, and then grabs a towel and pats him dry. It's only when he's reaching for the aftershave cream that he acknowledges how tenderly he's administering to Merlin, the care he's taken with every motion. Merlin's looking straight at him as he applies the lotion. His skin is soft to the touch now, slightly warm from the water. Arthur can't help but take his time as he massages it in. He doesn't want this to be over just yet, to have to stop holding Merlin's face between his own two hands like it belongs there. The weight of Merlin's gaze sends prickles of heat through him. When he finally draws back, reluctantly, Merlin clears his throat. Thanks. That feels better.
Welcome,
Arthur says, mouth dry. The strange intimate feeling hasn't dissipated, and it lingers even as he helps Merlin back to the bed. He props him up against the cushions and steps back. Merlin's gaze follows him. They just look at each other for a few moments, and then Merlin lets out the tiniest of sighs. It's that little exhale that does it for some reason, along with the way Merlin's looking at him, and the memory of how his skin felt beneath Arthur's hands just scant moments ago. The beauty of this man, the warmth of him, the tightly guarded wonder of him. It gives Arthur the courage to finally say what he has to say.
I'm going to make my report to Uther this afternoon. Then I'm coming home and letting you go.
What? Merlin says, looking totally dumbfounded.
This is wrong, and I knew it all along. I never should have done it. And now, you're hurt, and I'm ending it. It should have happened sooner, and I'm sorry, Merlin. I truly am.
Merlin brings a hand up to scrub at his eyes. Arthur,
I'll drop you at the nearest town if you want, or I can drive you to a police station. I'll hand myself in if you want me to. I won't try and worm out of this. I'll take you back to London, or an institute base, or anywhere. Just tell me. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
I don't want you to turn yourself in, Merlin says haltingly.
Why not?
Arthur says, and feels traitorous tears pricking at his eyes.
I kidnapped you. I deserve to be punished, to be locked up.
No, Merlin says, shaking his head vigorously. I may not know everything, but I know this wasn't your idea. You went along with it, and that was bad. But you didn't mastermind this. You don't deserve to be the one to go down for it.
You're just saying that because...
Because what? Merlin says, raising his head to look Arthur full in the face. Because I like you? Because we were intimate? Because the last 3 mornings I've woken up in this bed with you pressed up against me like you belong there?
Merlin, don't, Arthur half whispers.
Why shouldn't I? Why are you hiding from me? I know it's scary, and I know it's wrong, but it's here. We can't ignore it. It's happening. You want me. I want you.
We can't, Arthur says, agonized.
He can't bear that Merlin's putting it all out there in this way, just like when he took his clothes off in the cell and dared Arthur to make the next move.
Why?
I've been holding you hostage, Arthur bursts out. I have power over you. It's sick that I even want you.
Merlin smiles.
Arthur, I've never felt intimidated by your power over me. No offense, but in any normal circumstance, I could overpower you in about 3 seconds flat.
But we're not in a normal circumstance, are we? Arthur points out.
No, Merlin sighs, fiddling with the tape on his fingers before speaking again. Look, I don't know what this is, all right? If it is anything at all. But I know that I don't want to see you go to prison.
Arthur stares at him. I don't get why you like me, he says at last.
Merlin's eyes turn sad at that. I think that's your father talking, not you.
Arthur wants to argue that Uther had never said anything like that to him, but then he realized he hadn't needed to. Uther had said it all by implication. He'd never made him feel like Arthur was the kind of person others would want to be around. The opposite, in fact.
Arthur doesn't really want to think about his father right now. What will he do when he finds out Arthur let Merlin go? Handing himself in and going to prison would almost be preferable to facing Uther's wrath.
This is such a mess, he says without thinking, and
Merlin grins unexpectedly.
You're telling me.
They share a smile. Arthur, maybe you should just go too. Drop me off somewhere and then get on a flight. Get away from here. I'll tell them I never saw your face. I'll tell them I don't know who you are.
My father would find me,
Arthur says, and he feels sick at the truth of it. Merlin is silent for a while. Then,